Ridge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Own a late model VW Sport Ute? You may have been recalled.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 271,000 SUVs in the U.S. because the front passenger airbag may not inflate in a crash. Owners of certain Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport SUVs from 2020 through 24 will get recall letters. Federal safety regulators say that wiring under the front passenger seat can develop a fault that could deactivate the sensor that determines if a passenger is in the seat, disabling the airbag.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Outrage in court in Waukegan, Illinois, where Robert Cremo III, who shot and killed seven people during the 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park in 2022, rejected what was supposed to be a plea deal. Trial set for February. Episcopal Bishop Sean Rowe has been elected presiding bishop of the Episcopalians. At 49, he's the youngest ever leader of that denomination. This is ABC News. First Lady Jill Biden hosted hundreds for a Pride Month celebration on the White House South Lawn.
Pride is a celebration, but it's also a declaration that we will not be silenced, that we will show up for ourselves and for our country and for each other. Our victories testify to that strength.
The First Lady declared that legalizing same-sex marriage didn't even begin to solve LGBTQ discrimination. They were a one-hit wonder. Crazy Town's Butterfly was a number one hit in 2000, and the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner reports the death of frontman Swifty Shellshock, government name Seth Binzer, cause of death under investigation. Crazy Town never charted another record and broke up in 2002. Swifty Shellshock was 49. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where WBZH, The Buzz, and Civic Media come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call WBZH The Buzz today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A youth counselor at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in northern Wisconsin is dead. Corey Pruhl was one of two employees allegedly attacked by a 16-year-old inmate Monday night. Problems at Lincoln Hills go back several years. A new youth prison in Milwaukee is in the works. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is out with how Wisconsin is leaning in the race for president.
You'll be shocked to know it's a close race. We have the presidential race at 50-50 this time with registered voters.
Poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead over Donald Trump with likely voters. Franklin says Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting for Trump than Democrats are for Biden. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Milwaukee, where the Bucks used the 23rd pick overall to select a guard, 19-year-old A.J. Johnson out of California. Johnson, 6'5", about 170 pounds. Instead of playing for Texas, he decided to play professional basketball in Australia. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he thinks Johnson will be able to help the team now or down the road.
I you know, I'll never put a limit or a ceiling on someone. Maybe he'll play a lot this year. Maybe he won't. If he did, he wouldn't be the first player, you know, at his age and his frame to play a lot, even on a good team. I don't want to put that limit on him. When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers win a thriller 6-5 in 10 innings, completing a three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers at AmFam Field. The crew has the day off before opening a weekend series against the Cubs Friday night. From the Bucks, NBA draft in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds around the area in the overnight, and we'll watch for a little patchy fog as well. Upper 40s and light winds. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies will develop with highs of the low to mid-70s, a chance of showers and thunderstorms for Thursday night. Right now, it's 55.
Crude and Dom. Tune in for the Debate Day edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll have Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler and party at the Barrymore Theater. See you there. The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Heidi Sigmund-Kuda, who is the author and award-winning investigative reporter, co-host of the Radicalized Truth Survives podcast, and publisher of the BettyDangerous.com, B-E-T-T-E, Dangerous.com, regular newsletter on Substack. And apropos of Julian Assange being released from jail yesterday, I wanted to get her on because she's done such great deep dives here into these background crimes that Assange and Roger Stone and Donald Trump Jr. and all were involved with. I briefly summarized yesterday Donald Trump Jr.'s correspondences with WikiLeaks around the time of the 16 election, but Heidi really has the goods. Heidi, welcome back to the program. Tell us where would be the beginning of this story in your mind?
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Tom, and you're always so kind to talk about the work I do at Betty Dangerous. For me, it was really important in recent months to look back at the 2016 election attack, which I think is really the greatest crime in American history. And you have this network, and you just named some of them, Roger Stone, you have Julian Assange, you have Trump himself. All working toward ensuring Trump's victory and Hillary Clinton's defeat. And I think where you start is now that Assange has pled guilty to espionage, do we have to still pretend he's a journalist? Because journalists don't traffic in stolen goods from Russian military intelligence. Those stolen goods then not only helped throw an election, but fanned a whole bunch of conspiracies. And as you probably know, Assange himself went on Dutch television and tried to pin it on Seth Rich. And I think that when you're talking about journalism, number one, you don't steal. Number two, who continually came to Assange's rescue? RT. He had his own propaganda show on RT. Yeah. So I feel like it's really good to start there. And the last thing is I understand that we're in a time of conspiracies and a time of cult, and I understand a cult of Assange has been created. But when that messaging and the work he is doing is literally to help destroy democracies, and who always continually benefits, the oligarchs and Putin and the extreme right in America, I think we have to look at it with more of a jaundiced eye.
So let's tell the specific story here, Heidi. Did this begin with Donald Trump saying, Russia, if you're listening, get Hillary Clinton's emails? Was that the starting point for this particular story?
If you look at my number four or number three in my 2016 election attack series, it kind of lays out how it all came together. It was all happening at the same time. You have Trump saying, Russia, if you're listening. You have Roger Stone bragging about communicating with Assange and Guccifer 2.0, who we know was Russian military intelligence. And the reason we know that, despite Assange's obfuscation and Roger Stone's lies, is at the same time 17 American intelligence agencies told us it was Russia. So yes, it was all converging at the exact same time. And of course, it results in the October surprise. And what do we know, Tom? We know that Hillary Clinton only lost that election by something like 77,000 votes. So this all matters. And for me, the most important thing is that we are living in a time, in the last decade, we've lost about 25% of the Democratic ruled countries globally. We're now up to 78% being ruled by autocracies, as opposed to 50% a decade ago. And Assange and WikiLeaks is part of that. It is part of moving the globe to a less democratic world. And we know that more democracies would actually be better for people.
Right. So Trump says, I'd like to get into the weeds here. So Trump says, you know, Russia, if you're listening, you know, basically hacked the DNC. Russia did hack the DNC. And then what happened?
There's a dump by WikiLeaks of 20,000 emails from Hillary Clinton. Those emails are then used to fan conspiracy theories such as Pizzagate, which of course are being rebooted again. So, and then Roger Stone then goes on and brags about his communication. And what we have ultimately then, this leads up to Comey reopening the email investigation. And what do you know, a few days later, there's an election and Donald Trump wins.
Right, right. So Roger Stone, so we had communication between the Trump campaign and Russians. We had 17 intelligence agencies telling us that Russia was interfering in our election. Why was there never any prosecution of this? I get it that Robert Mueller, actually indicted, what, 23 Russians, as I recall?
I think it was 13. And okay. What ultimately happened is the lawyers who were defending the Russians indicted from the various units that were used to attack and hack our the Democrats as well as the Republicans, and those documents, of course, weren't released. The reason that that was not ultimately concluded is because the lawyers representing the Russians were asking for discovery, and in the discovery, Department of Justice and the FBI would have to reveal how they got their information. So it was literally a national security risk to continue pursuing that.
Wow,
right? Yeah.
So, you know, are the Russians still playing a big role in Republican politics like they were in 2016?
Yeah, of course. Any opportunity. And first of all, we right now what's happening is that we now are, because of the cult of MAGA, because of the cult of QAnon, because of all of the extreme religious right, and of course, even the cult of Assange factors into this, we're now doing their work for them. The goal in all of this is to keep Americans fighting each other, so we're not paying attention to what's happening on the global stage. And what's happening on the global stage, as you know, is that the oligarchs aligned with the autocrats know global warming is real. They are doing a global resources grab while we all fight each other. And I think that is the bigger picture. And people like Assange have been facilitating that. I understand people going back a decade ago think of him heroically, think of him as a whistleblower, but I really think all of this was set in play before we even knew what cyber warfare was, before we really knew that we were in a great information war. And I think one of the things that's important is to look at what hasn't been done by Assange. According to his own allies, he hasn't done anything to hurt Russia, and in fact had his own propaganda show, as I said earlier. So The Russians opportunistically will, of course, do everything to ensure that Joe Biden does not get in. But the problem is that, you know, we are now helping do that work for them by continuing to fight among each other, as opposed to do what Americans used to be great at, which is align against fascism and align against authoritarianism.
Yeah, yeah, it's really a tragedy. And your coverage of this over at BettyDangerous.com, B-E-T-T-E, Dangerous.com, has been just spectacular. And this latest piece, 2016 election attack, I realize it's a somewhat recycled piece, but it's brilliant. And I encourage people.
You're so kind.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're so kind.
Thank you, Betty.
Tom.
Or Heidi.
either one works.
Okay, great having you with us. Heidi Sigmund Kuda, the author and award-winning investigative reporter, BettyDangerous.com.
Thank you kindly. This
is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I hear the chatter, I see the screens. A world divided, it seems. Voices shouting, truth obscured. But in my heart, I'm reassured. I won't be swayed by all the noise. I'll speak my mind, I'll raise my voice. Not here to preach or spread the news. Just sharing thoughts, my own views. It's just my opinion, not the gospel truth. A little piece of me, a bit of proof.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Bernie Sanders' HELP committee, I don't recall what HELP is an acronym for. I think it's Health, Education, Labor, and something. But I'd have to look it up. But anyhow, his committee just released a report. This was yesterday. Detailing how right-wing billionaires are funding these efforts to gut public schools by having universal voucher programs or even limited voucher programs. DeVos family, this billionaire family, and her husband, Betsy DeVos and her husband. This is a quote from Bernie. He says, AFC's political affiliates and allies spent $9 million to win 277 out of 368 races to remove at least 40 incumbent lawmakers. This is at the state level where it's relatively cheap to buy a seat. The Bradley Foundation is also knee-deep in this. They spent, particularly in Wisconsin, but they spent $7.5 million in 2022, quote, to fund 34 state affiliates of the state policy network to push conservative policy agendas, including privatizing education. The Koch-sponsored group America Encore, again quoting from Bernie's group, or from his committee, has funneled substantial amounts of money into state governor races and ballot initiatives around the country, including more than $1.4 million to elect Arizona's former governor, Doug Ducey, who put into place the first universal private voucher system in the United States. And then he calls out billionaires Jess Jass, Richard Uhlein, Bernard Marcus, all of them funding the so-called School Freedom Fund. It's a PAC that supports voucher programs. He says, we can no longer, this is Bernie, he says, we can no longer tolerate billionaires and multinational corporations receiving massive tax breaks and subsidies while children in America are forced to go to understaffed, under-resourced, underfunded public schools. On the 70th anniversary of Brown v. Board, let us recommit to creating an education system that works for all of our children, not just the wealthy few. And, this is... Between 2008 and 2019, according to a recent analysis cited in the report, Florida ramped up spending on voucher programs by 313%, while decreasing per pupil funding to public schools by 12%. So all the money now is going to the private schools. That's where we're at.
Welcome to the brave new Republican world. Meanwhile, down in Texas, you know, they put this ban into place in 2021, actually, even before the Dobbs decision, and the Supreme Court allowed it to stand. Texas basically ended abortion in 2021. And what we're seeing now is that it has led to a huge jump in the death of babies. The reason why is because women are being forced to maintain their pregnancies and give birth to children that will, that everybody knows will die within the first hours, days, or months after they're born, which is just torture. I mean, this is torturing women. Over 200 Texas babies just in the last year have died because they never should have been born in the first place. And this is just so wrong. This is a new research coming out of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and it's brutal. Fetal abnormalities, well, let me get the exact quote here. Banning the procedure just after just 6 weeks of pregnancy with no exception for fetal abnormalities led to a 13% rise in Texas's infant mortality rate from 2021 to 2022. That's the first year that the anti-abortion law was in place. Republicans, in other words, do not give the slightest of damns about mothers or children. You're going to give birth to a child who's going to live in horrible, excruciating pain for a few days and then die, and you're going to have to watch that, and Republicans think that's cool. These people are sadists. I don't think there's any other way to describe it. They think it's cool that mothers have to watch their newborn babies die. And at the edge of a barrel, at the end of a barrel of a gun, they're using the power of the state, they are forcing these women to do this. And then they vote to cut feeding hungry children, right? Then Texas still hasn't expanded Medicaid. So a lot of these women, you know, they didn't have enough money to go out of state and get an abortion. So they were forced to give birth to a child that was going to be fatally deformed. And they probably couldn't afford the birth either. They're probably going to be in debt for the rest of their lives as a result of that. And now they've got to pay for a funeral. And Republicans think this is the way it should be, just to keep women pregnant? I don't get it. I just don't get it. How can this possibly be? You know, George Bush called himself, I'm a compassionate conservative, although he wanted to end the right to abortion as well. There's nothing compassionate about conservatism. Conservatism is all about making the rich richer, the poor poorer, and keeping women and people of color in their place. Make no mistake about it. And if it requires brutality to enforce, Republicans are just fine with that. Compassionate conservatism, my ass. I'll be right back with this story about robo-taxis. They're popping up all over the place. Would you take one? And I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Own a late model VW Sport Ute? You may have been recalled.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 271,000 SUVs in the U.S. because the front passenger airbag may not inflate in a crash. Owners of certain Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport SUVs from 2020 through 24 will get recall letters. Federal safety regulators say that wiring under the front passenger seat can develop a fault that could deactivate the sensor that determines if a passenger is in the seat, disabling the airbag.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Outrage in court in Waukegan, Illinois, where Robert Cremo III, who shot and killed seven people during the 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park in 2022, rejected what was supposed to be a plea deal. Trial set for February. Episcopal Bishop Sean Rowe has been elected presiding bishop of the Episcopalians. At 49, he's the youngest ever leader of that denomination. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that asks the court to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the Wisconsin Constitution. WisPolitics reports anti-abortion groups will not be allowed to intervene, but they will be allowed to file a brief opposing the lawsuit. Oral arguments likely won't happen until this fall, at the earliest. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden wins by being steady.
President Biden, maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done.
Wisconsin Republican Chair Brian Schimming.
If that's where you set the benchmark, you got trouble.
Coverage on many civic media stations is at 7:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Charges could be filed soon against multiple individuals in relation to Matthew Perry's death last fall. A joint investigation by the LAPD, DEA, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service could result in criminal charges after Perry's death from the acute effects of ketamine. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home last October 23rd. Authorities initially did not think foul play until an autopsy determined there were other contributing factors. Here's a Pete pick specifically for the motorcycle crowd. The Bike Riders is a well-done film that members of the motorcycle community will enjoy more than others. It's well-acted and written and looks good, if not a bit slow at times. The film stars Thomas Hardy, who does his best Marlon Brando, Austin Butler, and Jodie Comer, who gives an excellent performance. The film got positive reviews to the tune of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bike lovers and biker gang members will love The Bike Riders. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds around the area in the overnight, and we'll watch for a little patchy fog as well. Upper 40s and light winds. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies will develop with highs of the low to mid 70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for Thursday night. It's 57 at our studios.
together in a debate of the issues important to you. Your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Week 4 of Joe Biden's top 100 continues. We're talking what makes America healthier. Huh. And I got an answer. It's called gun control.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Superbeats.com and using the code Tom. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. GetSuperBeats.com and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M.
In the pages of the past, stories are bold. Lessons learned on the way we go. From ancient times to the present day, history likes the past, shows the way. Empires rose and empires fell. Tales of hell. To understand the world we're in, we must look back, let the journey begin.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Oh, I got to tell you about this robot, robo-taxi service. It's owned by Google. It's called Waymo, and they just went live in San Francisco today, or yesterday, actually. 300,000 people have signed up. You've got to have their app, just like with Uber. It's just that there won't be anybody in the car except you. It's available now in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Phoenix, and their next city that they're going to is Austin, Texas. They claim that their safety record is unparalleled, more than 20 million miles since the first rides back in 2009. And they say, according to their statistics, their driverless cars are actually safer than cars with human drivers. GM has a subsidiary called Cruise that says that in April, they said that they plan to have self-driving cars back on the road sometime next year. So is this the brave new world? I mean, eventually, are we going to buy cars where we don't even have to drive them anymore? And will that make us all safer? I don't know. It's an interesting, it appears to be the case. So what's on your mind today? And would you take a robotic taxi? Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today? What's up?
Oh, hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay, so apropos, I just wanted to read you a quote that I read earlier, and it's apropos of the subject that I wanted to bring up. It says, "Let fall thy blade on vulnerable crests. I bear a charmed life, which must not yield to one of woman born." So I think you know who this applies to is the former president who is running for president, or who's running again for office, despite being a convicted felon. A lot of people are saying that he's going to back out of the debate.
No, he's not.
I'm not so I share the same opinion. The guy is so full of hubris and pride,
right,
and arrogance that ultimately that will be his downfall. I'm grateful for the parameters that are being set by CNN.
Yeah, although they did announce yesterday that they're not going to do any fact-checking of Trump's lies, which is a huge disappointment.
Well, did they do that last time? I don't remember them doing that last time.
There has been, in previous debates, the moderators frequently interject and point out when Trump lies. They're not going to do that tomorrow.
And this is Jake Tapper hosting the...
Yeah, and Dana Bash.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I think Biden should do is to... First, I know it's going to sound low blow. He needs to highlight the fact that Trump is losing his mind. The guy can barely talk. I mean, if he goes, he can't talk extemporaneously without saying something really stupid or crazy.
Yeah, I get that, Brandon, but I don't think that he's losing his mind. I think he does have some age-related memory loss, and loss of function. But I think he's always been this way. I think he's been mentally ill his whole entire life. And what you're seeing is his slight age-related decline overlaid with his various mental illnesses. I mean, he's got multiple severe mental illnesses, from a mild case of ADHD, which I don't consider a mental illness, all the way to his being a narcissist. There's an adjective for it, and a compulsive liar.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to concede that it's gotten significantly worse in the last year or so.
It seems to be, but right? On the other hand, we're hearing a lot more from him in the last year or so than we have in the past 3 years. I mean, he kind of went away, for the first couple of years.
Yeah, that was a thing. he needs to highlight, I think Biden needs to highlight the fact that this guy tried to steal an election.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in the electoral process. So what is he running for?
I know. He shouldn't be there in the first place. The 14th Amendment is very clear. If you try to commit insurrection, you can't run or hold public office. But, the six conservatives on the Supreme Court said, oh, no, give him a chance. Brandon, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Tom in Irvine, California. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for handling that call-in from North Hollywood. Program reference that he mentioned, that was a reference to Van Jones. That was about the Tavis Smiley Climate Justice Summit that they had here in Los Angeles last week.
Uh-huh.
On C-SPAN.
They got disrupted.
So, Well, I don't know that. No, it was. He was all over. This call-in was all over the place. But the he just mentioned Van Jones, and it was on C-SPAN.
I had no specific recollection of about half of what he was talking about, but it didn't matter. I could figure out where he was going with it. So what's on your mind, Tom?
If I understood correctly, I heard Brian Tyler Cohen on Michelangelo Signorelli show yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he thinks the immunity case at the Supreme Court will be decided against Trump. And the delay is because the rules of the court allow the dissenting justices to get as much time as they want to craft their dissent. And then that would explain.
That's a very real possibility. I suspect, though, that they are also, I'm not as well educated about the law as Mr. Cohen is, but my guess is that what they're going to do is they're going to say there is some limited immunity for presidents when they're engaged in official acts. I mean, that's been doctrine forever. You know, you've got this doctrine of sovereign immunity. It's the reason why you can't sue your local mayor. They're going to apply, I believe, they're going to apply some variation of sovereign immunity to presidential acts. And then they're going to say to Judge Chutkan, so now you've got to take these four charges against Trump that have been, brought to your courtroom, and you've got to examine every aspect of each one of those charges to determine which parts of them are presidential acts and which parts of them are private acts, and basically force the litigation to start all over again. That's not going to help Trump if he doesn't get reelected, but if he does get reelected, it'll give him the ability because the trial will not have happened, it'll give him the ability to, number one, claim he was never convicted of trying to overthrow the government, and number two, to end that prosecution by putting somebody like Bill Barr back into the Justice Department, somebody who's willing to corrupt the Justice Department itself.
It would explain to me, though, that the decision won't come down to the last possible moment, and then the court could have it both ways. They deny Trump his absolute immunity, but they do the damage to the case by delaying it for so
exactly.
long.
Yeah, no matter what they decide, they've already handed Trump a huge victory.
Right. And the dissenting justices in this case, Thomas, Alito, they're the ones that are holding it up because they're just not going to finish their dissent until they absolutely have to.
Right, and they don't absolutely have to at all. I mean, they could push this, like the court just announced that they may be dropping decisions as late as July. Typically, they're all done by this week. And so, you know, I think that maybe one of the reasons that they made that announcement was because Thomas and Alito are going to try and drag this out into July. And, you know, they're probably getting a lot of grief from Roberts about it. But Roberts has lost control of the court. He, you know, I mean, part of the problem is that he's with them on most policies. But he's just, you know, basically lost control of the court. It's a real tragedy. Tom, thank you for the call. Well said. John in Chicago. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm fine. What's up?
Why doesn't President Joe Biden force the Supreme Court's hand and say, you know, I am the President of the United States. This is my immunity. Something outlandish to say, hey, I'm going to send weapons to Poland to help out our citizens there or something like that, where they can force their hand saying, hey, you know, I am the President. I got immunity. So they can force their hand to say, hey, do it.
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about, John. I'm sorry. What specifically are you suggesting Biden should do?
Say that I am the president. I have immunity. So, hey, you know, help out Ukraine. We're going to send some stuff to Ukraine, like
the
ammunition they need.
Oh, you know, in other words, break the law. or ignore the law.
Hey, I am the president. I have immunity. That is, I'm defending the American citizens that are in Ukraine or in Poland
I get it. You know, it's possible that that's where he may have had it to end up if they hadn't cut that deal with Mike Johnson. But they did cut the deal with Mike Johnson, and there's $60 billion worth of aid going to Ukraine right now, and all of a sudden Putin is talking about negotiating. He sees the handwriting on the wall. He's going to be in big trouble once those F-16s show up. John, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us as I'm picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America.
Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it.
It's time to join our hands and open up our hearts. Let's break down the barriers. Let's tear down the walls.
It's 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dee in Bethesda, Maryland. Hey, Dee, what's on your mind today?
Hi. My name is Miss Dee, you're right. And I had watched a talk show on C-SPAN. This is the first time I've ever done this, Tom. I watched a talk show, and a woman called in and was suggesting that we try to equalize more of the Supreme Court justices. Another man I watched subsequently made up the points that were very viable, which is it's very hard to make that neutrality exist based on their judgments can look like it's conservative versus liberal, and that doesn't mean they are one or the other. It started me thinking, and I thought the woman made a good point about neutralizing issues or at least equalizing. And I started thinking, we have 8 Supreme Court justices that are men, and we have only 4 Supreme Court justices that are women, and they're all going to deal with the contraception.
There's a total of 9 Supreme Court justices, Dee.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm new. So
that's okay.
So
3 of them, as I recall, no, 4 of them are women. No.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 of them are women. Kagan, Sotomayor, Barrett, and what's her name?
Oh, that's all right. I'm new to this, too. I've just been watching this year. So I thought, well, even so.
Brown Jackson is the 4th.
Okay. I'm glad you know, because I don't. I'm new, and I'm just beginning in this. So the bottom line is, I thought, well, why couldn't we have a judgment purely, if it's a Supreme Court, with at least women being equal, if not more, in the count, now that you mention what you mentioned?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not. First of all, I'm not sure that gender is gonna guarantee, political constancy. The big problem that I see is that the Supreme Court has gone way beyond their mandate. They were originally designed as the court of final appeals, and in other words, if there are lawsuits that go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, the buck has to stop somewhere. And then in 1803. Justice Marshall, in a decision called Marbury versus Madison, said, oh, in addition to that, we can also strike down laws that we think violate the Constitution. In other words, they put themselves above Congress and the President.
And that, at the time Thomas Jefferson was president, he went nuts. He said, you know, under this construction, the Constitution has become a thing of wax in the hands of an unelected judiciary. And he was absolutely right. And for, you know, the better part of the 19th century, they by and large did not make those kinds of decisions where they overturned laws based on the Constitution. The two big ones that they did make, the one everybody knows about is Dred Scott. And President Lincoln said, I'm just going to ignore this. I'm not going to enforce Dred Scott. So, you know, basically, but in the 20th century, starting in the 1920s in a big way, the Supreme Court started basically becoming legislators. And that's not how they're supposed to function. And I don't know how to change that. I think that Congress has, you know, some significant power here, and they need to be regulating the court like Article 3, Section 2 gives them the power to do. But they're not, sadly. And the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, does not seem inclined to want to take on the Supreme Court. I don't know why. I don't know why he's being such a wimp. You know, I know that his constituents call him, and he's gotten a lot of pressure, but he's defending them. Dee, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Tom. I'm trying to not fall foul of Roman Empire mind control, which is the model that's ruled people for centuries. I wanted to give an acknowledgement to a author who is a journalist at the New York Times. He wrote a book called Davos Man, and he's just come out with another, How the World Ran Out of Everything. And his name is Peter Goodman. I think it would be really cool if you could have him on. Mm-hmm. The point that I got from his interview, it was last week on Fresh Air, was about trucking and what trucking represented as being targeted and manipulated. And I remember being told about a documentary called The Grab. And I hope to look into that. It's people in the ownership class organizing themselves to hike prices because there's nothing to constrain that.
Right, because they can.
And
yeah.
Trucking was the example that this author, journalist, was noting. And the right-wing mega donor, Richard Uline.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce that last name, but he's got the trucking company Uline.
Right.
And he is the heir to the Schlitz Brewery, so he's been awash in money for generations.
Right, right.
And there he is, being a right-wing mega donor, and you discussed him in the last hour and a half with Betty DeVos's school grab and the voucher program.
Yeah. Yeah, where Bernie brought
Bernie
that up. Yeah.
Trying to daylight.
Yeah.
Well, all of this as the ownership class working hard to get us fractiously combative and not seeing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. No, it's the rich guy sitting at the table with a pile of 50 cookies in front of him. And two poor guys,
Bam.
One's got one cookie and the other's got no cookies, and he says to the guy with one cookie, that guy wants to steal your cookie. I mean, you know, that's what's going on, Rich, and well said. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Clarence Thomas wants to blow up the entire tax code. The Supreme Court is going to be taking on transgendered rights, and Finland is vaccinating people for bird flu. Say what? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, They just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 5.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will talk all things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan and a little weather update. It's Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue and democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.